Audio Renaissance presents The Air by Barbara Taylor Bradford, read for you by John Lee.
Part 1. The Duravenals. Dangerous Triangle. Edward was of a gentle nature and cheerful aspect. Nevertheless, should he assume an angry countenance, he could appear very terrible to beholders. He was easy of access to his friends and to others, even the least notable, Dominic Mancini. When the Plantagenets started to kill each other, the downfall of the dynasty began. London Citizen, 15th century. Ah, me, I see the ruin of my house. The tiger now hath seized the gentle hind. Insulting tyranny brings to jet upon the innocent and aweless throne. Welcome destruction, blood, and massacre. I see, as in a map, the end of all. William Shakespeare, Richard III, Act 2, Scene 4. Chapter 1. It was a compulsion, the way he came down to this stretch of beach whenever he returned to Ravenscar. A compulsion, indeed, but also an overwhelming need to recapture, in his mind's eye, their faces. Their faces not yet cold and waxen in death, but still warm. Neville, his mentor, his partner in so many schemes and adventures. Johnny, his beloved companion of their youth. He had loved them well and true, these Watkins brothers, these cousins of his who had been his allies. At least until a mixture of hurt feelings, overweening ambition, flaring emotions and dangerous elements had intervened and pried them apart. They had become sworn enemies.